State Representative Frank Boyle says soldiers coming home could really use a bonus. The Superior Democrat will introduce legislation this week to hike the cigarette tax 3 cents a pack to cover the cost.
Cigarettes kill people, and wars kill people. So I think there's kind of a fitting correlation that we tax one to benefit the other, the returning soldier.
Boyle says that would raise $50 million a year, more than enough for the veterans' bonus. It also leaves some money to help the state budget deficit. Boyle says the bonus is the best way to support the troops.
Well, either put up or shut up. I mean, it's real easy to wave the flag and salute the soldier. But as soon as the veteran comes home with all kinds of illnesses, being exposed to all kinds of chemical and biological and radioactive agents, we deny them compensation. It greatly disturbs me and angers me.
The chair of the Assembly Veterans Committee says he'll give Boyle's bill a hearing, but Representative Terry Musser says he's inclined to vote against it, even though he says it supports the troops.
I cannot argue with that because I agree with that point. But again, I guess it goes back to what about the veterans from other wars?
Musser favors more long-term help, such as education, medical, and home loan benefits. Boyle's plan would pay every returning National Guard veteran $800 a month for a year. He says his plan is in line with Governor Doyle's call for soldiers to get the same amount of pay as they did from their civilian employer. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.